Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Hey, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Well, I must tell you that I'm feeling good, you know. More than plenty of my experiences before. Today, I'm feeling good. I sense that we are not out. And now there, when I was in the church, and we read the scripture about David and Goliath, you know, you want to think now about those days and what we thought about David going up against Goliath. Well, I see something like that playing out, that the African hybrid people who have been belittled and destroyed to great extent, that we will rise because the truth is on our side. And I am feeling very optimistic in knowing that the evil that triumphs against us will fail. It will fail. Because the truth will triumph over evil. those of us who transgress against our Creator. We will learn the truth. We will be forgiven. So, thank you for tuning in. You're listening to The Cosmic Philosopher on the Black Talk Radio Network. So, let's get on with the program. Having said that, and again, I am reminding you, my friends, to come on and join in. Join the program. Have something to say. Because, you know, by living uncertain of what you know and going into the bed of believing what you don't know, it is not going to bring you or us any deliverance from evil. We will have to become certain of what we know. And that's by learning the truth. All right? Well, that's what I am doing. And I am growing day by day. Someday I don't feel all that good, but I'm not doing any wrong. So although I don't feel so good, I remain in the state of mind that I am sure someday, sometime, I will feel better. And hope to triumph and forever sustain my heart's desire. I love my gods. I love the Elohims. I love Hanu, who king of heaven and earth. And from what I have read, I have everything to be thankful and joyful of. Because so the days, the early days were dark. You know, be in church, parents are Christians. There is no hope of them imparting to us, their children, the great truth of our Creator. Because they have been infected with all kind of diseases. You see what I mean? But now I am experiencing that even though our ancestors and parents were knocked down and, as it were, don't know the light of their own life, I see that there is a way out of the darkness. And as far as what my experience teaches me is that by continually looking straight ahead at the light, you will get to that light too. And evil will perish. That's no joke about that. All right, let me go on a little further. You know, and I must say, my joy is not a vain joy. I have been reading. I have been learning. I have been given knowledge about things. I have no reason to doubt in my hope and trust and holding on to the knowledge that is imparted to me. So what we have here now, history of the Etruscan tribe that was active in central Italy prior to the Romans. What am I reading to you? I'm reading to you from a story affecting the overthrow of the Roman king, Tarquinius, Roman king Tarquinius, that was overthrown in Rome, Italy. And I began to read about the story in the Wordish textbook that I've never heard anybody talk about before. So it was very high opening to me and an astonishment as well that you mean to say I grew up in the church in Jamaica from when I remember about 7 years of age. And indeed, I didn't know anything. I didn't have enough sense to know what the church was like, to know where the whole idea of the church come from and all that. I didn't know anything, but as I developed into an adult, I am thinking, and I remember when I walked through the streets of Spanish Town, when I lived there for maybe like 3 years or so, I just walk along and just like a normal human being and didn't know anything besides see people as usual and walk about and do whatever duty I was fulfilling, going out in the street and going back home. I didn't know that the day would come when I would learn things to renew my life into a higher knowledge of the existing world around me. I didn't know that, but the time came so that when I weep, when I weep at times because I am shedding a lot of negatives, now, when I do burst some tears, the tears are giving me a deliverance from my past downhill thinking. And so my life is brightening up with knowledge now that it's not coming from a preacher in the church, because that is over and done. That is not anything that is in my mind anymore. Not church. You don't get me put my foot back through a church door, because I know what church is now. I didn't know then. You see what I mean? And I am telling you that what does defile us and put us down, by the mercies of our Creator, we can be renewed, because I am renewed in a way that, you know, I don't depend on anybody to fuel my spiritual tank of spiritual energy, because I do have the knowledge now to pursue on ahead of my life a much perfect experience ahead of me. Like I am sensing now, I'm moving on to that where full satisfaction is inside of me. And I have in my mind the good desire to be of help and comfort to others who, let's say, are in some ways behind I am hot in the knowledge to be sober and to love the Lord, our God. There's nothing like that to me. So, in my gladness, it's about when I was younger and, like, you know, say from my 17 to 18 and my early teens until I become an adult person. I didn't have, you know, a good level of reading comprehension. So it took a while before I was able to learn to read on a higher level. And after I graduated from adult school, it went on another like 10 years before things began to happen to me. And I was always someone. I started out, like I said, from age 7 in the church. And, you know, so I don't know anything else except what the church taught me. So the only thing that was going to change that is for me to have a better reading level and for me to continue thinking about the good way in life until I was able to read and was given some inspiration in my head to think along a certain frequency until I was learning serious knowledge that it's not concerning anybody and I talking and learning that way. No, it was definitely thoughts in my mind where I am seeing certain way in life that I should focus on. And that separate me from, let's say, everybody else, because, you know, who else is like me? I don't know, who else am I like? No, I am like myself. And I mingle with my own people, of course. But even though I am inch to people and we talk, but deep inside of me, there is something else going on. I am being molded into a different character than what some, you know, let's say my people who I am accustomed to and interact with each other, they don't really know, I mean, where am I going with my concept and my heart and my desire. I want to be a better person, more than anybody would think. Yes, I was being molded in a character that neither my father or my mother knew. Yeah. And even when I was you know, having like female relationship and stuff like that. But I remain that core inside of me that nobody don't share with me. It's the way that I am thinking in my meditation and my focusing on the concept that I am to cherish. So today, I am a different person to the people who knew me. So how would I describe myself to people? I was a conqueror. Based on the knowledge that I cultivate, I said, you know, there was the lower level of my thinking until I rise up to a higher level. And the earlier level of my thinking was one that was sacred and one that focus on greater ahead. All right, well, the greater ahead would start when about 10 years after I graduate from the high school, because my attitude changed with the better reading. And nonetheless, I still believe in the Bible at that time. All right. So I get to be at about 40 years of age. And at that time, I know a lot of scriptures, right? It's something that I grew up with. But now that I am reading and understanding the world better, Things began to happen because I go to church and mingle with people and listen to what they're saying. I find out that my beginning of knowledge is based on what I was reading in the Bible. So the Bible is a source that caused me to find out greater things, because even though the Bible, as far as I'm concerned, is not a good book, you're not going to really be benefited by the Bible unless you have a strain of thought that you have to bounce off the Bible to the greater knowledge that exists that is not in the Bible. So we started out with the Bible. But if you just believe the Bible, you're not going anywhere. You're not going to go anywhere. But if you're being enlightened by the greater knowledge that exists, let's say, in prehistory, that tells us facts about the past, then you are into something, because you are going to find out that things are not going right. I see a hand here, and indeed, I want to see what this caller has. Hello? How are you?
Well, sir, how about yourself?
I'm feeling very good today. I don't feel like this every day. And how are you?
I'm doing very well.
Okay, what do you have to tell me? I see. Huh?
Sure. No, the Bible tool, it's no different than a hammer or a screwdriver. If you misuse it, you're going to probably break a finger. You can mess something up. If you use it correctly, you're probably going to be all right.
No, well, that's not my experience with it. Because I know
what is your experience?
Hmm?
your experience, sir?
What did you say?
I was asking what your experience was.
Oh, my experience is, I don't know, you just begin to, were you hearing anything I was saying before you come in?
Yes, sir. Sir,
okay.
I listened for like 5 minutes before I raised my hand.
Okay. Well, to understand my experience is that I begin to follow in the church by my parents when I was about 7 years of age. I follow the Bible teaching until the truth is when I begin to separate from the Bible, I was about like 50 or more years of age. So throughout all that time, I follow the Bible and live by the good way that is taught to me in the Bible, okay? But like I said, my parents were not educated people. They could read a little bit, but, you know, and neither did the deacon, the leader of the church. Well, the leader of the church was a man that read well. I cannot say that he did not read well, but what he knew are not the things of prehistory that tells us about civilization. The Bible is not a civilized book, I can tell you that. You may have a different experience from me. You may have a different experience from me because my dealing with the Bible and what I understand, sir, I was reading at a higher level, is my thinking is different from what other people who still continue. And I have a brother who in England, he went to university and become a minister and stuff like that. He doesn't talk to me much at all because I am into history. He's into the Bible and we don't mesh, right? So my experience, when I break away from the Bible and the God and Jesus of the Bible, I was like in my 60s. Okay, so you, as long as you're under the believing of the Bible, you won't see the lies in the Bible. But right now, you know, as we talk a little bit, I could prove to you that I'll convince you that God is a liar, Jesus is a liar, the apostles are like no apostles exist, okay, based on my reading understanding today. So if you are a believer, you will tell me what you say. And the Bible is of use to you, but the Bible is not of that use to me.
Yes, sir.
So,
go
ahead.
I was going to say my base point is to find out what I agree with people on and then track to find out what we disagree on.
No, but we're talking about the Bible and the contents, like you start in Genesis 1 and go on reading throughout to you get to Revelation, okay? What I am saying is what we wind up with in our head as a life that we are living is either one that you're doing it by believing in the Genesis story until you go on to Genesis. You're believing what you're reading. And the Bible will tell you that your mind has got to be unnatural to understand the things in the Bible. And that is a suicide. It's not good. It's not something that can let you move on into a higher realm of spiritual life. Because nothing, you cannot prove that when your mind is unnatural. It means that for you, when your mind is not natural, it is unnatural. You are not going in the pure and factual way. It just can't happen because if you put a little alteration to your mind, you will not think properly. You will not get where you want to go properly. So
when the Bible says your mind must be unnatural to understand the things of God, that's not true. It means that you are going down into the bushes with what you're thinking, while you think that you are thinking the right thing. And I proved this to be...
Can I introduce the opposite perspective just so people can understand?
Go ahead.
Belief in God of the Bible places restraints on yourself so you don't into the animalistic behavior that you have naturally. Men wanting to sleep with a bunch of women. Women to manipulate things. There is a purpose for this religion. If you don't agree with that, that's fine. There is a purpose for that. We've built several civilizations, dominated the world, and used. Very happy that you and I speak the same language right now. It was only possible through the spread of Christianity.
What do you say about Christianity?
That was only possible, you and I speaking the same language. That was only possible through the spread of Christianity.
Okay, so that is your perspective, right?
Sir, absolutely.
All right. Now, you know, none of what you say to me will amount to words, science, process. You are not processing anything in the Bible by what you say to me. Okay? And
what did I say to you,
though? Huh?
No, what did I say to you? That this book has created civilizations the last thousands of years.
But listen, you're not talking about the Bible when you talk about that. Genesis 1, what Genesis 1 begin to say? So you say, if you see what is happening with our conversation, I talk about the Bible. You're talking about situation that is not what you read in the Bible, bro. But yet still, you're depending on the Bible that it is dependable. And the Bible is not dependable for your thoughts. And this is where you can find where what you and I are talking about is two different things. Because I want you to read from the Bible and tell me that God is perfect. God is true, and go someplace else in the Bible and show me where what you're saying is true. God does everything perfect. I that's what I want you to do. And if you can't do that, then you cannot bring anything authentic to me as far as God in the Bible is concerned, if you understand what I'm saying.
Sir, and I can promise you right now that I cannot, through the Bible, and quote you a passage give you what you're asking for. Nothing. You can't have action. And that's why the Bible actually on a planet, because it's forever changing. Not like Ron, the last word, apparently. We adapt our cultures with our civilizations. Do not want anybody doesn't believe in anything. I don't want anybody to suffer. People keep choosing this. Looking
okay,
out
so
at
now,
the world.
But now you're talking about people. I don't want you to talk about people. I want you to talk to me about what your knowledge is of the Bible when you read it. Because if you're talking about your pastor or anybody else, you know, believe, and what I'm trying to say to you is, believe doesn't give you knowledge. If you look at the word, the definitions to the word believe, you will read those definitions and you will find out that believe is a very sophisticated word with its definition.
Belief is structured faith.
Huh?
Belief is structured faith.
Structure?
Structured faith.
Oh, you mean structured faith? Which one of the definitions? Listen to me, my question to you now on that. Because I'm not dealing with anything else. I'm dealing with what we are talking, okay? And when I said that believe is not knowledge, believe is something else. Look at those definitions for believe, and you will see what I'm saying. Knowledge has different definitions from what belief has. So if you are believing something that, let's say, the concept of belief, when you go to school, did you take a class that taught you how to believe and how not to believe something? Did you?
Absolutely
did you
not.
Take a class? Yes or no? Come on, man.
Telling you right now, no, I didn't. I did not take
good.
A class that taught me.
All right, that's good. Just say that. Look, I asked a very educated man that, a professor in astronomy, not too long ago. I asked him that when he went to school to get up to the level of education that he has today, I asked him, have you ever taken a class that teaches you how to believe things and how not to believe it? And he didn't understand me at first, right? Mark you, I have a high school diploma. I'm not like big educated people. But my knowledge of
promise
words.
You have a doctorate degree in my school.
Who?
Yes, I apologize.
What'd you say?
I said I promise you have a doctorate degree in my school. I'm just messing with you. Go ahead.
You have a doctorate, right?
Oh,
is that what you
I
said?
Dropped out of high school when I was 16.
I have
a GED.
Okay, well, that's what I have. Right?
I promise I am as smart as all the smart people.
All right, good. So come with me now. What I have next is I took a paralegal course, about nine months of paralegal course. So I have the high school diploma, and I have some legal knowledge as well, right? And it works well for me, although I still miss my early primary school education. But right here, since I basically go into like history and communication, you know, I'm not suffering too bad for, you know, because I lose the primary level education. All right. So come back to what we are saying about what we get from the Bible. It's about when you read the words, and you see, like when I say to you, I bring to you about the difference between knowledge and belief. This is right up your alley, like it is to me. This is not taking you back to a primary school level thinking. This is a thinking that people like you and me who go to high school, right, and even might take a paralegal course and have some knowledge, you know, in how to do things, okay? Now, you are to look at what I am saying, because you and I have the same reading level, right? Whereas if I ask you about if you have ever taken a course in school to know when you should believe in something from when you should not believe in it, and if you say no, you never did. They never introduce a class to you that you should take that class that teach you how to believe from when you shouldn't believe in something. Now, since you go to school and you learn something, it was not about believing anything. So how are you going to come out and go to church and start believing something that you don't know? Because guess what? The difference between belief and knowledge is that you get knowledge in school, in every class that you take, but never a class that teach you how to believe from not believe. Now, if you see something wrong with that, then you begin to come close to me in reason. But if you are here telling me about what you believe in the Bible, it's basically a problem when you did not take a class in school that teach you how to believe and not to believe stuff, if you can see that. However, I am saying now, you can see how your life is blessed with knowledge because you learn knowledge in everything you learn in school. So when I ask you about Genesis, and can you prove to me that the Bible is true when it says God is perfect, then that is something that warrant knowledge. You can answer to things of knowledge because that's what you did in school. You got knowledge of things in school, but not believing anything. So it's your judgment that you're going to go there and use that don't pertain to the knowledge you get from academic learning. If you see what I'm trying to say to you there, when I ask you about Genesis and you tell me some things and I come back and I say, no, those things are not about in what the Bible teach you in the Genesis. Do you see something wrong with what I'm saying?
I was just going to toss out that I was actually a legal defense counselor for 5 years in Florida. So your paralegal stuff is kind of on par with my understanding of logic and your ability to reason the way that you do. That actually makes a lot of sense to me.
So
you're never in my life.
Huh?
Come on. I would never in my life try to say that you have faith in the stuff that I have faith in. If
no,
you don't believe it, that's fine.
You. No, man, listen.
I know. No, I hear you. I know. You're logically. I hear you logically. Makes sense. Saying it comes to religion and sects of religion, have to take it on faith. You have to believe. And if you're going to take it solely on logic,
Wait. No, we don't say nothing
I
about that.
I understand why you don't believe.
No, you know. No, man. Listen, come on. Don't waste the time that we're talking, okay? Speak about what you know, man, and stop assuming things, right?
Anything at all.
Yes, you do. What you are saying, you are telling me things that you assume. You don't know it. Okay, and that's the problem.
Yeah. Belief.
Speak it up.
Belief.
You're talking belief.
Sure.
Eh?
Sure. Absolutely.
All right, good. So when you believe, you know, there is a science. When I tell you about a word, knowledge in general, you have the word and you have the definitions, right? So when you are talking, you're actually working with word science, okay? So you have the word, and you have to learn the definitions to the word, correct? Is that correct?
If you want to use it correctly.
Purpose is to use it correctly, right? True?
Only if you're responsible.
Eh?
If you're responsible.
No, but listen, when you talk, you're talking for real, right? Unless you're trying to scam someone, right? True?
I need is your credit card number and your social security number and the times that you're not home between the hours of 1 and 2. Kidding.
Okay, well, we're not even going into that. We're going into word itself. That when
the
you...
word itself, the word is... The words themselves, yes, the language of faith and psychology, the way that people believe.
All right, good. So we're not...
I was just going to say that people that believe are better off than people that don't.
No, bro. And that's what I'm trying to get to you.
I promise.
Listen. I am asking you right now, Dan, to put down all of these other things that you can talk and don't get any result. I want you to tell me the difference between believing something and having knowledge of something. Can you tell me the difference?
Absolutely. Knowledge is something that you can prove.
Okay. And that's
faith in something is something that you believe in.
And what is what you believe in?
Belief is something that you have faith in.
Not necessarily. You don't necessarily have faith in something that you believe in. Because
how do you not believe in something if you...
All right. Listen, the answer that you gave me. The answer you gave me is that knowledge is something that you know, right? That's correct?
Something you can prove.
Something, and you couldn't prove something unless you know it, right?
You know it as you can prove it, then
and
it's
said,
no longer
said,
based on
and
belief.
I say to you, you couldn't prove something unless you know it. That's correct?
If it's all lined up, yes, absolutely.
Oh, but you take too long to answer that. You take too long to answer that, you know. And you answer that way.
I only used a single sentence.
No, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, man. Look here. Remember, you know, we're talking like good people. You know what I mean? I'm not against you. You're not against me, right? So the point is, I'm talking something that is up your street because you already vouched for believing. And I am trying to tell you that belief and knowledge is two different words. They function different. The science operate different. Huh?
I agree with you. Belief and knowledge are two different things.
Okay, then. All right. Okay. So we're going to go on with the knowledge that you learn in school and how you operate in life, because you have a vast amount of knowledge because you went to school and learned them. All right. Why then you are out in the world with knowledge, things you know how to do and to work stuff for your own good. Now, what if you didn't go to school and learn knowledge? Wouldn't you be left with your head full of believing what you don't know? What do you think?
I think that going to school to with you stuff you don't know. All right, go ahead.
No, I am asking you if when you go to school and you learn only knowledge, because that's what you learn in school. They couldn't tell you something when I go to their school, otherwise you
really?
Wouldn't join.
Go ahead. No, I'm in America. That's not what they teach here.
No, wait a minute. Listen, I am talking about word itself. I'm not talking about what anybody do. I want you to deal with what words did for you when you go to school. Whether lower school or higher school, but you learn knowledge by words when you go to school. You are taught a lot of things, okay? So I am saying to you, what if you did not go to any school? Wouldn't you be out
there
smarter. Believing anything you want to believe?
No, I'd be smarter. This is like a decade in school.
No, I don't hear what you say.
The right person to talk about. No, I apologize, sir. No, I'm not the right person to talk to about that.
No, wait a minute. No, man. No, you shouldn't take it this way. because the simple, I mean, not unless you don't believe into promote yourself into a higher sense of reason. No, I'm talking something that you definitely understand. It's words. And you vouch for the Bible, right? We want to come to that. And to come to that is getting a little sense of the way we handle word or believe in something. You already agree that believe in what you don't know is not anything that gives you knowledge to prove anything. Because you believe, and the way you believe, I mean, you can believe a lot of things that is okay, you know, but there are certain things that you shouldn't believe.
Can you not structure it that way? I'm saying belief is having faith in something that you don't completely understand, and knowledge is something you can prove.
Okay, that is one form of belief.
I just don't want that to be.
Huh?
I don't want that to be, I don't know, man. I don't want to be pushed up against the wall with that. If you believe something, it means that you have faith in it. It means that you...
Don't
you,
mingle
like
don't
you
mingle
faith
up,
that,
no. You shouldn't mingle up belief.
I'm saying your
faith.
Mind.
You should not mingle up belief and faith, because the two words that we're dealing with, remember, words are scientific instruments, okay? And if you take it away
linguistic
from
tools,
the science,
yes, I'm aware of that.
Huh?
Yeah, they're linguistic tools. I'm aware of that.
All right. You don't worry about?
I always worry about it.
All right. All
talking
right.
To people.
Put aside the worrying. Let's bring the usage of the word. That should not be a problem. It's the usage of the word. And I am proposing to you that words are scientific things. And if you use words to get knowledge, it's different from when you're using definitions in believing things. There are different ways to believe things. Okay, and you have to know.
You have knowledge or belief before you use words.
Well, yes, that's why. Which one we learn first? We learn knowledge first, right? Is knowledge we learn first with words, right?
I think we learn words before we learn knowledge or belief.
You learn words. Oh, all right. You mean like. When you were like 4 years of age or so, huh?
I'm just saying we learn words before we have the concept of knowledge and belief.
Yeah, but that isn't that the time mostly when you are young, growing up. But if when you go to school, you definitely use words to learn, correct?
Yes, but I promise you, if you sat down in front of the 12-year-old version of yourself, you'd probably tell him a little bit about the language that he doesn't understand yet. Learn words,
yes.
And then we meaning after the fact.
All right. Well, we can set aside those developmental, situation. Let's talk about what the word is and what it does. We want to differentiate knowledge from belief. You couldn't go to school and get a belief class, okay? And neither, you're not going to find parents either to give you a class on that, because they did not get that when they were growing up. The reason why I am talking to you about it is because I realize it by using words myself. So I become like a professor on that. I am talking to people with university education, and I am sending them down the street, go back where they come from, because they don't deal with the science, process, context of words. You see what I mean? They don't know what it is. So this is kind of
what... Professor, yes.
This is what you and I are talking right now. And if you follow what I'm saying, you'll find out that you'll go away from this show where you find somebody who was willing to talk the way you would like to talk. So,
I want to speak to people that talk the way that I want to talk. I want to speak to people that challenge me, a point in
okay,
conversation,
good.
If
okay,
everybody
good.
Agrees with what I say.
You want to, all right, but now at the rate that you are using words, you think you are doing perfectly with it?
Absolutely not, like 60%.
All right. Now, do you appreciate the position that you and I are holding now, having this conversation? You appreciate that?
Absolutely.
All right. Good. Good, good, good.
Absolutely.
All right. Good, good. That's nice. That's nice. Now, you know, that's wonderful, you know, because there are a lot of people who, you know, I don't meet people like you often because as long you, it doesn't matter what you miss in your trying to get on, and you may like may probably try to find me boring at a certain point and probably want to like detour off of what we're saying. But the more you think about it and think that, but this guy is like, you know, thinking on the right frequency, and it's good to like follow what's going on. You may like it. Good. So I am saying to you that when I ask Christian people to tell me, remember, I was Christian for most of my life. And today, what I learn about words is something that is far more advanced than what I grew up with. What I am talking now is something I learned from reading and understand the difference between the word science, one from the other. So I know the difference between knowledge and belief. And know that the both of them carry their own science effect. Okay? You about Genesis and tell you it's the reason of what I know about Genesis, why I don't give in to the Bible anymore, and that God is not a good God in the Bible. I'm not talking about there is not a good God in the universe, but not the one in the Bible. That's what I'm saying. And I can use words and prove it to you that God is a liar. God never begot a son named Jesus. God never begot nothing. That God in the Bible is not a God that exists. I can use words and prove it
under,
to you. I can,
with words, we familiar with the Catholic Church?
I know about the Catholic Church. I read about the Catholic Church. Yeah.
I know that before the Vatican, the Catholic Church was housed in France, right?
I know about the Catholic Church all over the
yes,
world.
Yes, sir. And Jesus and Jesui are the same thing. I am is the entire point. It's not about their need to worship. The point is, I am.
All right, but what does that
have to do?
What
are you going to do with that simple information? No, what are you going to do with that simple information?
About I am?
Sir.
Huh?
Absolutely. What are you going to do with that simple phrase, those two
it's
words,
nonsense.
I am?
It's nonsense.
Is that nonsense? Or not?
It's pure nonsense.
The only thing that is not? I'm not trying to be mean about that. No.
I'm saying you're free to talk. Speak freely.
Saying that I am is the point.
What kind of point is that? To me, it's nothing.
It's nothing, absolutely, because you're trying to use.
Come from.
Doesn't need it. Does not matter. You are.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, no. Stop it there. You spoil up everything once you say that. You're supposed to show the origin of
exist.
It. Where it come from, man. Come on.
Exist, don't you?
Eh?
Exist? Nobody had to tell you that. You exist, right?
I there is a little cutting between what you said, so I didn't get the fullness. So go ahead again.
Nobody had to tell you that you exist. Exist,
that
right?
That I am me?
Exist?
Wait. You're coming in pieces. Just flow ahead. Let me hear what is the question you say on this one.
Nobody had to tell you that you exist. You
know that you exist. Nobody had to tell me. So what that has to do with I am, saying I am?
Is what God told Moses in the burning bush.
No, you're talking about something you don't know. You don't know nothing about that. What knowledge do you have of that to know that God tell Moses anything?
Tis I am.
No. You're not making any sense.
Am I not making sense?
You're not making any sense because you're talking about something that you believe. And you remember.
I've survived two conflicts. I'm going to survive another one.
Hold it, I promise you. Hold it. No, don't promise me nothing. Listen, you agree a while ago and see how slippery this kind of thing is when you're not focusing well.
I'm being very distinct with my language here.
Listen. It won't help you if you can't tell me what Genesis said that makes sense. You have to talk to me and let it make sense. If you're talking about nobody don't have to tell me that I exist, what are you doing with that? That may can work someplace else, but not in what we are talking about.
You're setting parameters. I'm not.
Wait a minute. Listen. Knowledge, remember? You're throwing away what you already agree with. Word is knowledge. It gives you knowledge, not believing. When you gone back to give me believing about God said to Moses, no God say anything to any Moses. That's something you believe.
Concerned about that, are you?
Huh?
Concerned about that, are you?
If I concerned about that?
I am not concerned about that, are you?
Well, I am only concerned about that because you use it to me.
I'm telling you, baseline ride, every 0 point line that you ride, you exist.
Wait a minute. Do you concern right now about your existence?
I exist. I know I exist.
So why, look, we were not talking about if you exist. We were talking about Genesis and God. So you see where you stray off
yes,
on God?
I'm talking about God.
But I put a question to you, I put the question to you, and we are talking about word energy of science and how you hold an argument into a context. But you're going all around the place with this.
Not going anywhere. I'm staying on a very solid point. You exist. Point.
No. Listen. If you decide to stand up on that and don't move it off where you are, it's fruitless talking about that.
I haven't shifted my position in any way at all.
No. What you're talking is like you're plaiting a rope. I don't hear what you say. I only hear like, I don't hear nothing you say. Talk up, man. Talk up or else move on.
So. Can you hear me?
I only hear you say so, and I don't hear anything else, so I don't know what to
I said. I said how so. How so.
Listen, you need to go back to your ABC and go know about words before you come and talk to me. Because you're giving me too much problem with words.
Why you're going to treat me like a child now? Come on, man.
But you're behaving like
you.
One.
I didn't disrespect you.
You're behaving like one. Because
I'm not behaving like a child.
Yes, you do.
Didn't,
yes, you do.
I didn't demean you in any way.
Well,
in any way.
Look, no, if you disagree with me, I won't say that. You know, you're doing anything to me. I mean, you know, because you are to take your position, man your position, okay? You're not doing that with me.
I am heatedly asking why you're treating me the way that I did not treat you.
No, well, look here. If you were answering the questions I put to you, right? Since we start the conversation.
What did I fail to answer?
Wait a second. I would not have to speak to you the way I do, because when we go over something and you agree with it, you go around the corner and you disagree with it. That's what I get from you.
Did I fail to answer?
No.
Did I fail to answer?
Listen, if you want to think that I'm treating you like someone below me. No, I already confirm you and I have the same kind of level of education based on what you said to me, if you're not lying, right? So therefore, I don't put myself above you. The point is I'm looking for a logical response from you talking about knowledge and belief. That is what we're talking about. But you've gone away from that. So what must I say to you? You're talking to me like you're a professor? No. You're crying like a baby.
Crying about anything. You're making stuff up now.
Well, you know what I mean
how
when
I
say crying. You know what I mean when I say crying. You fail to provide adequate answers to what I'm saying to you.
You don't like the answers I'm giving you, so you're calling me a child and a baby.
No, it's not that. No. It is clear and plain. For you to like, you already tell me that. No, you cannot show me anywhere where God is perfect, right? So that means you're out of the conversation. You got to go to something else, to plan B. And what
not
is
going
when,
to
when
plan B
that?
On anything?
Say what?
Because can I toss something? Can I say something to you?
Say.
You have the perfect accent. You'd probably start reading books. The perfect accent, my friend. Probably start, like, narrating books. Pretty sure you'd make a note of that.
I don't understand.
As I'm out the window.
Wait,
I'm saying that you have the perfect accent. You should read books and record yourself reading books, and you could sell you reading books. The accent for it is all I'm saying.
Say, I have the accent for it?
Sir. Yes, sir, absolutely.
Well, I'm on radio and I'm talking, right? And I'm talking on radio now like about 10 or 11 years. I used to talk for other people who have radio and they want me to talk on there. And they were successful when I was doing that. About two different people.
You came in and ruined everything? I'm just messing with you.
No, they were successful. People listened to them. People listened to them, okay? And I decided to start to talk, you know, on my own platform. So that's why I am here, okay? Nobody's my boss right now. I wrote a book. Bamboozled.
Wrote a book.
Huh? I wrote a book, and it is published.
I mean, does it have pictures? I'm just messing with you, man. I'm not sure.
Don't mess with me, man. Talk to your argument, man.
No, I know. I'm trying to, but you have that perfect accent, man. That's all I'm saying.
I'm Jamaican. Who are you?
Scotch-Irish. with a dash of Scandinavian from the Midwest. People of the corn.
You're European?
Love the corn.
You European?
I'm European. European as hell.
Yeah, you're European. Well, what are you doing in America, man?
And,
what are you doing in America?
Being in Europe.
You're in Europe now, or you're in America?
Oh, I am avoiding Europe like the plague.
Oh, come on, you're a man, man. Stand up. You could ask me that, and I would answer you. You know what I mean? So.
I have land here. I have to maintain it.
Well, you're afraid of something. I'm not afraid of anything. So, you know, you could ask me.
Oh, I just told you that I have land in America. I have to maintain it.
You have land in America? Is that what you said?
100 acres. Hmm?
Did
I have
you
land
say,
in America.
Okay, you have land in America. When did you come to America? When did you come to America?
Born in Guam. And we moved to land.
People who come from Europe, do you know... When did your ancestors go into Europe?
Did my ancestors go into Europe?
Yeah, the first time that they migrate into Europe.
Say like 8,000 years ago. There for that.
No, in my World History textbook, I am... taking my information from Glencoe World History Text, World History, National
Geographic. You realize that appeal to authority is a logical fallacy, right?
Repeat that for me.
Appeal to authority is a logical fallacy.
Appeal to authority? Which authority are you talking about? The federal government?
You just said that you were reading a book. And the book said something. We're about to tell me what the book said.
It speaks about when the species. I'm going to refer you now.
I love the fact that you dehumanized the entirety of the Celts and the Anglo-Saxons. Keep going, sir.
I don't know what you said there a while ago, but let me go back and say to you that I ask you, when did your people first go into Europe, right? That's what I said first. And you give me about 8,000 years?
I don't actually know. My answer is I don't actually know.
All right, you do not know. All right, so I am telling you from the World History textbook, when they left from Africa and go into Europe, it was 1.5 million years ago.
Okay. Doesn't change anything.
And
but okay.
Did you come to America with a name from that was named you and your ancestors from Europe? In other words, did Europe name people? Did you have ID by name over there?
My name is biblical. Jewish.
No. That won't work. That won't work.
It's Joshua, not
as
Jewish.
As far as...
Joshua, not Jewish.
No. Those
Bible the right
name
hand
and
of Moses.
Stuff like that. No. Bible name and all that. Don't work in real identity, my friend. Only criminal use them. Because Bible, Jesus never existed, and that's what European people tout and try to convert African people into. And Jesus never exists at all. So you believe into those kind of things. So that's why you're speaking the way you do to me. And you think that I'm talking down to you. I'm not talking down to you.
I'm speaking to you disrespectfully.
Huh?
Not speaking to you disrespectfully.
I mean, your people lie to you about who you are, man. They don't tell you who you are.
Not because telling you that your people lied to you.
No, my people were here about some 50,000 years before your people begin to come here. About, you know, just about.
Why do you think your people and my people are different people?
By the worldish textbook. I get it from
somebody
the world. Hello?
I'm still here.
Yeah, I'm saying I learned the difference between your species and my species in the science world textbook.
We're different species now? Species.
You didn't know that? The reason why you
why
are
we different species?
Wait. In the world textbook that I have here, your ancestors evolved between 3 and 4 million years ago, and you developed into Africa. And 1.5 million years ago, you all migrate up into Europe, sir. That's what the civilized world history textbook says. And at the time, you all left Africa and go into Europe, your official species name was Homo erectus. And later on, you interbreed
You and I are a different species.
But
what is your
remember,
species name with a Greek?
Listen. There is something hidden from us that I read and found out in the World History textbook. We are human beings. We were created human beings. We are hybrid, mixed blood people. Your ancestors have mingled wrongfully with our species. And it was your ID, Homo erectus, that interbreed with our Neanderthals. Sir, that is the...
Are you saying that I am a lesser species?
You are a who?
Lesser species.
I didn't get that. Turn up the volume a little.
I'm asking you that. Am I a lesser species?
You are a hominid species. You. You talking to me as a European? You come from
am I lesser?
Species. Huh?
Lesser? Of it? Am I lesser?
Don't bring that up into what we're saying because you're being identified.
No, I'm asking you if you are going to say that you and I are a different species, am I the lesser species in this
Why
conversation?
Why are you bringing whether you're lesser? I don't bring that up in here. I'm talking about who you are.
No,
I
want to know who I'm speaking to.
Well, I'm going to tell you my species. My species is sapien.
Okay.
And my species came about 250,000 years in Africa. Your species came about in Africa 3 to 4 million years ago.
Okay. We're a different species.
We are different species. But your species at first was primates. All of those years, I mean millions of years, your species was the primate. Hominid,
yeah.
Right? That's what you were until
lesser.
Until your
lesser.
Species, until your species, the Homo erectus, go and crossbreed with our species, sapien
species,
and that's where you change your biological order. and mental order to look like humans.
Like humans.
So now
you hear yourself talking right now, right?
Through that crossbreeding, that's what I get from history. Okay, that who is civilized? Human beings are civilized, but not hominids. Hominids are not civilized creatures.
Oh, so we're just monkey people, apparently.
All right, but you see, it's the crossbreeding. Crossbreeding, getting our blood that caused you to look like and talk like humans. And you come here and you kill us off. I mean, the amount of us that you kill coming, invading us and take on our name and everything like that. It definitely.
Understand that if I said the same thing to you, I'd be a racist, right?
No, you would be stupid if you say that. Because we are indigenous. We are the first ones
here. Yeah, I agree that that's a really stupid thing to say. Yes, I agree with that.
Okay, all right. So the point about this is this, is that the person who invade the other and steal everything that they have and say it's theirs, yeah, that's the person that is, you know, who have gone astray.
You have to go back to the evolutionary track. Find validation.
Telling you what the world is, the textbooks say.
I'm telling you that that's nonsense.
You should feel like an asshole for saying that. Do you have a world is textbook for yourself? You don't have a world is textbook.
I don't need a textbook to tell me that I'm a human. Like
do you have a world is textbook of where you come from? Do you?
I am a human just like you.
No, you can't talk. Those are hot.
Not special.
Those are hot.
They're not
breath
special.
That you're breathing. You're breathing hot breath that no truth is in what you're saying. And that's what gives you the right to say that you are a president of the United States. And it is not true. How are you talking about, man? No, right now you have a law that kill us. And simply because your disease...
Killing you. I'm not killing you.
Listen, we have had diseases for over 100,000 years ago. It comes from your...
What does that have to do with me?
It comes from your monkey disease.
Calling
your
me a monkey
disease.
Over and over
Hello?
Again.
Hmm?
You're calling me a monkey over and over again. What point do you want me to respond in kind?
No, there is no in kind.
Very easy to say mean.
We are.
It's very easy to say mean words.
We are the same. We didn't come to Europe. You are here in America. That's not your place. Okay? That's
not
your
place.
You're not. No. Why are you talking? You never talk for 4 million years. You never talk. You never talk nothing. How our blood make you talk? So if you want to sit there and
You're being disrespectful right now, and I can be disrespectful too. It's up to you, buddy.
Hey, look here. You're not talking any truth, so you can talk whatever you want to say. Okay?
Called me
because
a monkey
you're not, over and over again. This is not Europe. You better know that.
I don't care if it's Europe. I don't care if it's Africa.
I don't care
if it's Asia.
Of course I don't care. You don't care that you never talk for... I mean, millions of
years.
Because
I've been there and I fought there. I don't fight anywhere. What? You talk on the internet. Stop being this way. I'm asking you kindly.
What you're asking
being
me?
Very disrespectful for no
you're
reason.
You're not asking me anything. Go back to Europe where you're
saying,
from. Go back to Europe where you're
never
from.
Been to
you
Europe.
Know, you don't. Right now, you could be put and locked up into some place by kingship government. You come here and see kingship
just
government.
Just called me a monkey.
Just called me a monkey several times. Say what?
Want me to say mean words too?
Say
to
what?
You, buddy. I can say mean
what?
Words.
Say what?
You just called me a monkey.
You call yourself a monkey. You call
no,
yourself
I don't.
A monkey.
I'm not a fucking monkey.
You call yourself monkey.
No, you just did that.
No, you didn't. Where is your history? Show me your history. I'm talking to you from a history right now. You
because,
can't come here and argue
with me. Because my people wrote shit down. You're pissed off because your people didn't.
No, but
really?
You come here and conquer us. You come here and conquer us, talking like us.
I've never conquered anybody. Who the hell are you
Listen,
talking to? You're talking about
never,
shit that happened centuries ago, man.
We have never shed your monkey blood here. It's your monkey disease that make us who
Call
we
me
are.
A monkey again. You want me to respond in kind?
You can, look here, look
asking
here.
Asking you as a gentleman.
No. You don't have to respond in kind here on my show. It should just show you that you don't have any real human sense.
But you keep calling people monkeys and you keep saying
you,
I'm not a human.
Where are you
yeah,
doing
okay.
in America? You idiot. What are you doing in America?
I'm doing in America, living my fucking life.
Killing
and
African
shit.
People. That's what you're doing.
What the hell is killing African people?
Look,
the hell do you think you are?
Go home and go back to Europe, boy. Don't come here with that to me.
You're going to call me boy.
Well,
you're going to call
you know,
me boy.
You're lucky I call you boy. You're
I know. It's very funny. It's
you're
very funny until that fucking 40-round mag gets fucking cocked back on that fucking rifle, son. Act for a moment.
Yeah, you come here to
Speak
kill
to somebody
us, right?
like that for no fucking
you
reason.
You come here to
I did,
kill us, right? You
don't
want
to kill anybody.
Us? Yeah, you come here
Who
to
the
kill
fuck
us.
Is
oh,
us?
No, you deny
You identify
it,
as... You are a group now. You're not an individual.
Business.
You're not an individual, you're a group.
Go about your business,
Idiot, man.
Okay? Go about
How are you
going
to fucking talk to people like that?
No, but
Why are
you
going to talk
name.
To people like that,
you
man? What the hell is wrong with you?
You come to America to get a name. You come to America to get a name. You
Individual.
Never had a name.
Individual human being.
You never had a name.
Never had a name.
No, and you never talked
What the hell are you
language.
Talking about? I have a name.
You never had... No, you get it when you come here.
Don't speak Gaelic in English.
You come... When you come here, you get a name.
What do you hope to
us.
Gain from this?
No, you learn everything from us. Idiot. What are
you talking about, man?
I'm telling
you. Are
you
like
truth.
This? This doesn't
right,
make
look,
any sense to me.
I tell you what.
You're not saying like, anything of value.
You are not...
Saying nonsense
look here.
Over and over again.
No. You believe in all the...
Monkey,
you believe in
I know,
all the,
I know.
You believe in all the nasty thing that European bring here, okay? I have enough of that. I have enough of that. That Europeans who are so uncivilized taking off our history for themselves. Go away from there. Have enough of that. All they know to do to come here and shoot up and kill up everything. And now, you know, it got to his gut now. He can't stand it. They come here and get name and take everything. And everywhere we go, they come there. Right? Their homosexual self. Marrying man, woman, marrying woman and all that kind of stuff. We don't want it any longer here. Get out. The Almighty above knows well what to do with these homosexuals. Read you Genesis 19 and see exactly who you homosexual are. Because you speak about yourself. And now you want to come here and bully us and talk ready to kill us. Because, oh, you have all the wealth that you steal from us and have law to say it's your law and law of the land. Homosexual law is not going to be the law of the land. You see what I mean? Yeah. They want to come here and behave like Trump. They want to, like, take everything away from us and tell us that we must go away. Let me play you this tune. And it's going to be Hero. Let's see. Hero, Mariah Carey.
Mm-hmm.
Now the storm is over. I got a visitor here today. And I have my other visitor with me, Midwest Media. How are you, my friends? Greetings to you. Yes. Yes. All right. Now, I am glad to have, someone who wanted to have a chat. Maybe somebody sent him to come and dig around. Dig around and, it was a great conversation, Because I'm sure there are a lot of people out there listening. And who do they think my caller is from me? Who knows what they are talking about? This dude come from Europe and come to invade and overthrow the African people. They come with all of the weapon that they have, that they get from us under the Bronze Age, because they never had anything. They never have anything. And it is their disease that they use on us. There is nothing else that prevent us from controlling our own lives. They want to control our lives for us. Really? You think about that. And you see how it works out? He doesn't know a flea of anything. This dude. But how could he have known anything civilized to talk about? He come from Africa. Not Africa. Well, they come from Africa in the earlier times and are up there in Europe 1.5 million years ago. All right? And it is first the disease that they throw on us that turn us idiot. This is what it is. But my parents were all under the depression of these sodomites and their monkey jungle disease on us. And they're still here with their monkey jungle disease on us. Still, most of our people are, they have an education, but they don't know to do anything besides be under these homosexuals. What they call AD and Adamani, and Jesus is their Lord and all that, and they have to convince all of us that Jesus died for our sins, and not even the dust of that is true, not even the dust of it. They don't even want to be called by their proper identity, and a lot of them don't know their identity. Okay, but. No, they want to stay here, everywhere we are. Like, it's theirs, can't you see? The whole, I mean, what kind of a humanity they have? One that they crossbreed and get. That's it. But, you know, the calamity is set for them because we don't do them anything. So let me get back to the little... That I have to say here. History of the Etruscan tribe. It's all a story about these sodomite white hominids. It's about them and the lies they tell to turn the civilized world upside down. So the history of the Etruscan tribe, a set of people, if there really was one that was active in central Italy, what kind of an activation these people were carrying on? Because a part of the story that they brought in to push aside the king that they overthrow. So they bring in this Etruscan to talk about it was the Etruscan ruler was overthrown by Romans. A big, old bunch of kind of a story, right? And if I didn't learn to read, you know, much better than I used to when I was growing up, I wouldn't be able to fathom what they write here. But now I can say, I understand. And they are against my species. That they're trying to destroy right now. You see? Yeah, that's what they're doing. After they take on our character and everything we have. And they were around for millions of years and wasn't able to do nothing. And you go and research about Europe, they never had anything. They didn't wear clothes. They didn't work anything, but they use our blood now to their advantage. Oh, yeah. But they are not going to be able to be anything better mentally than what they are right now. When we get better with our mental health and hold our own, they will be gone, because we will be able to show to our Creator that we get well and get over, you know, the calamity that we fell in. And we are being restored. So they want to, like, develop, I guess, some better sense to have conversation and stuff like that, so they can possibly hold their ground against us. They won't be able to do that, because the core of a human is different from the homosexual crossbreed. You see what I mean? All right. So let me tell you this story now. They begin to call themselves Romans and lie about the king that they overthrow. They don't want to tell the truth about it, so they lie as they can. Now, excellent video on the history of the Etruscans. You didn't call it? Excellent video. Basically, I don't know anything that I have read yet that talks about an excellent video on the history of the Etruscans. Is it a tribe that was active in central Italy prior to the Romans? So they are referring to themselves as Romans now. This is a great review of what to see and visit in the Tuscany region, yes, and should give you some ideas on what to visit off the main tourist streak. One, the COVID risk reduce, and Italy is open to travel. There are several lesser known areas to visit. There are lesser known areas to visit that will help you avoid the crowds. The Etruscan civilization, lasted from the 8th century BCE. to the 3rd and 2nd century BCE, in the 6th century, the Etruscan expanded their influence over a wide area of Italy. They founded
city-states in northern Italy, and to the south, their influence expanded down into Latium and beyond. Early Rome was deeply influenced. Which Rome are they talking about? Early Rome was deeply influenced by Etruscan culture. Really? So now the Rome that they are talking about is what has created a lot of confusion in understanding the king that they overthrow. Rome is, he says, early Rome was deeply influenced by Etruscan culture, and the word Rome is Etruscan. The Etruscan also gained control of Corsica. All them kind of foolishness them talking. My friends, I want to thank you for tuning into the program today and hope that you have heard something that means something to you. And I'm going to play you a few tunes and close down the session and hope that you have gained something here today. Kenny G.
Love and hate can never be friends. Oh no, oh no. Here I come with love and not hatred. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Envy no one, no wish to be with no evil man. For there comes a day when you'll be weak by the Father's hand. Leave a brute children. Oh yeah. Leave a pastor children. Yeah. My head is anointed. My cup runneth over, yeah. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow I all the days of my life.
I'm lost without a cause. After giving it my all, winter storms have come, and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you.
To you.